the hell were you thinking?
That's a Leno reference. He said that to Hugh Grant after Hugh Grant had been found buying a prostitute.
What the hell were you thinking?
It was the moment where Leno started beating Letterman and it never went back.
What the hell was he thinking? I still can't figure it out, you know? Like,
what was he thinking? You know?
Why would anyone hire a I can't understand.
A handsome movie star, no less.
Yeah.
Who could probably sleep with women for free.
See, I am an absolute fucking idiot. I can't understand anything.
Anyway, did you hear about this? The president got a blowjob.
Why would he do that?
Why would he get a...
What is a blowjob? What are you talking about?
People keep talking about these blowjobs.
I don't understand it. I don't even know what it is.
What?
It must be horrible.
What the hell was he thinking?
Welcome to No One Can Know About This, a podcast where we play every Final Fantasy. I'm Jeff Ekman.
And I'm Ryan Kazmiski.
And here we go, Season 7, Episode 38.
Yep.
Last week, we were chasing Kuja to the Lost Continent.
Mm-hmm.
We were hot on his heels. This week, we're going to do this frozen island continent thing. There's going to be dungeons. There's going to be mountains.
Yeah. There's going to be lots of story shit.
Yeah.
But before that, we're going to get a slow start because I stayed over the night before.
It's the start of day 9 now.
Yeah.
Of 15.
So we're going to, you know, cook some food and...
unpackage the drone.
Yeah. That's the big thing.
The morning.
That's really the big thing that's happening this episode.
Introducing
more
cameras.
We're adding a new dimension to the... So if you weren't convinced to sign up for the Patreon for the video version before... Maybe
just imagine
this very loud buzzing sound will convince you that you should watch it.
This is going to be really fun. I had a lot of fun with that machine, and this is...
It was a blast. You tore through that thing.
Yeah. It was a perfect thing to be happening while we were, like, chocobo hot and
colding. Yeah, it's a perfect thing to be happening while you're playing a game. That's how I feel about it, too. It was awesome when you flew it around the room.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd want me to do it every time.
It makes gaming better to have a drone. More epic.
It is more epic.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that one moment where I like almost took your head off with it.
That's what I mean.
But before that, you get started on a new breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I think I had bought some like stir-fry vegetables, and they came with a mysterious, unappealing-looking mayonnaise to cook them in.
We actually got them when we went to the supermarket earlier this season.
Yeah.
On that outing to the supermarket. This is the payoff to that.
For those eagle-eyed viewers who noticed that we bought vegetables that have not yet been cooked.
Yes. We're going to cook them.
The depth of this narrative is really impressive. We planned it all this way.
If you could believe that.
Yeah.
So
let's watch.
Yeah, we're going to get a great chunk of the game, but first, breakfast and drone.
What is this? Vegetable sauce.
Hey, what do you think I'm supposed to do with this mysterious vegetable sauce that came in this package of vegetables?
Stir fry it?
It says it's mostly mayonnaise.
Do we put it on it afterward? What's it called?
Vinegar. Let's smell it.
Makoto.
It's a package of something called Makoto sauce that came with this stir-fry vegetable medley.
And I'm looking at this suspiciously because it just doesn't seem like what I want for breakfast either, is this like creamy mayonnaise sauce.
Smells like salad dressing.
Yeah, it just smells like salad. Is this supposed to just be a salad? Are you supposed to just eat this? No.
It's squash saute. It's a marinade.
Oh.
With Makoto marinade.
All right, well, we'll give that a shot.
Yeah, how long does it need to marinate?
I don't know. I'm just going to let it sit for a minute.
While Ryan's doing that, I start opening the drone and looking through the instructions and everything.
Do your thing, man. Yeah, you know what? They don't have to marinate long. I'm hungry.
Rotate and fix the support board in place. Oh, yeah. Connecting to Holy Stone.
I think this is going to be really good, actually.
With the marinade?
Yeah. Well, I always forget that you can, like, use mayo instead of butter and stir fry and stuff because it's just fat. It just browns everything.
Uh-huh. Rotate the drone in 3 complete circles. 2, 3.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I've managed to turn it on, and every time it does this little whoom, kind of like
you weren't
clearing
anticipating
its wings.
The wind.
Yeah, I was not anticipating
blowing
the wind.
All the instructions around.
Oh my god!
Hang on a sec here. There's a lot going on here, man. Oh, dude.
Oh.
And unlocking it.
I've already crashed it.
Yeah, the first flight was from the kitchen table straight into the ceiling.
Yeah, and it then started like flying into the ceiling and scraping up the ceiling. And then I just like cut the motor.
And it just falls like you know, 10 feet.
12 feet.
Holy shit, my heart's racing. It's okay. It's alive. We'll do this outside.
Yeah, it was like, you're immediately gonna break it in here.
Well, that's fucking cool. It's only got a few scrapes on it. It seems fine. I hope this didn't break.
Part of the drone appears to be very flimsy now.
Yeah, you're kind of flicking the camera with your finger, and it's very freely flipping back and forth.
It looks broken.
Shit. I broke your eggs.
No, that's fine. I was gonna do that anyway. Thank you. Perfect. Man, you really cook an egg perfectly.
These, yeah, they're pretty, you're gonna be pretty good.
So with this marinade, it's really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not like bad. It. Yeah, I saw the vegetables and after all the donuts, I was like, I don't know, I just need to eat all of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I woke up going like, we have all these donuts already. We could just have those for breakfast. And then I immediately felt bad.
There's not even that many left.
This drone is not equipped with obstacle avoidance.
Clearly.
Thank you for cooking that.
Yeah, I was hungry and I needed real good vegetables.
No, all I was interested in were the vegetables, really. You want to let Haley go outside and fly this thing outside for a minute and then come back and do the ice continent?
Yeah.
Carry that, please.
So we head into the backyard for a couple of minutes to try out this drone in open air.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is my backyard has like 5 different power lines running directly over it, kind of at random at different heights and different like locations.
That's right, Haley.
I think I'm supposed to be able to control the camera thing. I hope I didn't like fuck up the...
Yeah, the drone flies well, but the control over where the camera is looking is broken.
It's broken, yeah.
I broke it on the first moment I turned it on.
Careful for the power lines.
I know. Here, you want to play around for a sec?
Sure. So what is the left and right?
Left is like up and down.
I see.
And right is like horizontal. Oh, dude, yeah, you can feel the wind under it. It's like a hand dryer.
No, Haley. Yeah, this is cool. This is super cool.
Hey, wait. I'm going to let it still for a second. I might have busted that, like, the camera control.
It's possible.
With that drop.
Well, I pressed that and it flew down. Haley, watch out.
Watch out. Haley.
What is it doing?
Haley. Get away from me. Camera angle adjustment. It's this button.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to control it by dialing it to the left or right to tilt it up and down. It has a 90 degree tilt range. And, like, it feels...
It looks broken.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, maybe it's busted.
I think I just broke...
Maybe we gotta buy another one.
It's what, like $150, right?
Watch out! Sorry. Let's go.
This is one of the coolest toys ever made.
It is an amazing toy.
So we come inside and start getting things settled to play the game.
Okay, let's start this going. Okay, the Elgato is now recording. Okay. These lights. You want to start exploring the continent? I'm happy to, but...
No, you should.
Okay.
So we're on a beach on the icy continent.
Mm-hmm.
We've just landed there on the Blue Narcissus, and there's a lot to explore. We see chocobo tracks ahead.
We got chocobos.
We have just landed here. We got chocobos.
Maybe even a hot and cold. We've got directions to explore. There's, you know, tree roots all over this world map.
I think that thing over there is where we're supposed to go.
Yeah. Do you think we should go direct there?
If you want. It doesn't matter to me. We can look around first.
Take a peek.
You can always grab the chocobo and just run everywhere without having to fight, but you can also just fight. We should look around first before we go straight there. There might be like a secret or something that'll make it easier.
Cool.
Comet.
Give it the old
start dealing in these fights.
Yeah. I should be doing that one. We need more tents. I was going around this corner, I think. Yeah.
So there's like a peninsula over there.
Yeah, there's a way around there and a way around here. I'm gonna go here first. Check the walls. Dagger can't be the fucking
so annoying. Remember, Steiner can sword magic too.
Right. I didn't steal anything.
Running all over this place and really not finding much.
I think I wind up going around the far side of a mountain and just find myself on the other side of the objective place.
Yeah, and you're like, just like, oh, okay, so there's nothing. You can come here.
You can come here and walk around.
Get in lots of fights, get frozen over and over.
Huh. Okay, we walked all the way over here for nothing.
Probably just a bunch of fucking fish and bugs out here. He did the attack hit. You think this wraps all the way around to the place that I can go? Whoa, what's over here, maybe? Maybe nothing.
No, try to get in a fight on this.
Already done.
Okay.
Bugs.
There's like little segments where there isn't snow. You can see the grass on the world map. And I was like, maybe if you get in a fight on that, there'll be something.
Like a friendly monster.
The thing that's kind of interesting is there is a friendly monster on this continent that we miss on this first visit. And I don't know how we missed it, really, because we walked all over fighting all the time.
Yeah.
It's not even in a forest here. It's just like in the snow somewhere.
Should I get into another fight on here?
I don't care.
Wacha! Toonami! Bang! Should have gone the other way, you know? Since I'm here.
Yeah, maybe let's just go in.
You walked all the way around, and the only point of interest is the one we're supposed to go to.
Yeah, so there's a big, I guess, palace-looking thing.
It's kind of like a big ziggurat. Like, it's a big structure with a platform on top that has a staircase going up the outside, and on top there's more buildings that are, like, domed mosque-looking things with columns.
Big pillars.
Yeah, and there's, like, windmills all around on the top of it, too.
This is a place called Esto Gaza.
You went the long way.
The grind way.
Ooh. Huh.
Birds. Esto Gaza. Is this where they told us to go? To Esto Gaza?
Esto Gaza has random encounters.
Encounters here. Oh, hello.
We enter the main building of Esto Gaza, and it's like a temple inside.
Yeah, it's got these big sort of sculptures everywhere that are covered in candles.
There's a bishop standing in front of a large domed altar.
What do you beggars want? You are in a holy place. Keep the noise down. Just like the other pointy hats, no manners at all.
This guy informs us that a bunch of, like, rude, pointy-headed people came through here. I guess this temple is open to the public on the Lost Continent?
I know, this guy's
who
expecting
the fuck
people
is coming
to come by.
Here?
I don't know that.
Like, Dr. Tot doesn't even know this place exists.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, what did you just say? Have you seen some guys that look like my friend here?
How dare you address me so? I'm the priest of Esto Gaza, the holy place in which you stand. Mind your tongue, child. Are you gonna leave with that brazen crew?
Tell me where they went. Was there a little girl with them? My friend's life is in danger. Tell me what you know, now!
All life is equal. The living will return to the stars. Oh, great. Through the path of souls.
Oh, nice.
The shimmering island.
Where is that?
How do I go there? What are you talking about? Didn't the Black Mages have a girl with them?
She's our friend. Didn't everyone from the Black Mage Village come here? Tell me.
I just watched them. Besides, they didn't do anything wrong.
We then cut to a flashback. There's a bunch of other people running around this temple.
Yeah, the bishop is now going to tell us what happened when Kuja and the Piney Hats got here.
Mm-hmm. They barged in, hundreds of them.
So that was the dreaded Black Mage army. They headed straight for the Mount Gulag without even looking at me. Oh, they have the stone.
They got the Gulag stone. Mount Gulag?
An enormous volcano that went extinct in the days of old.
Yeah.
We see a bunch of Black Mages, and then Zorn and Thorn and Kuja walking through.
Yeah, they literally just pass through. Like, they don't do anything here. They didn't talk to anybody.
Well, this is the way to Mount Gulag.
I guess there's, like, a door here you have to walk through to get outside to go to the Mount Gulag.
Yeah, there's a volcano on the ice continent.
I have a lot of questions about what this place is.
Legend has it that a race of great moles once lived within the caverns.
Really?
But that was a very long ago. No mortal has entered those depths ever since the entrance was mysteriously sealed. They passed through here and went straight to Mount Gulag.
And? What about the girl?
Oh yeah, one of the Black Mages carried a little girl, too.
That's gotta be Aiko. Well, now we know. We gotta go to Mount Gulag. Thank you, Bishop.
Oh, what a weird place. Here? Is this a store?
It looks like it.
So yeah, we gotta go to Mount Gulag now.
Yeah, wandering around Esto Gaza, there's like a little town here. There's a store, there's people who live here.
This looks like a cafeteria.
Shopkeeper, how can I help you?
God.
Well, good thing we went the long way, because otherwise we wouldn't have this money to spend.
That's
on these
true. What is shitty Zorlin shape?
Yeah, this weapons store has some new stuff in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just like most holy places, this one sells the most deadly weapons in the land.
It's a popular weapon among thieves.
I bet it has...
This has the atostatics effect of slow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. We have one of those.
We don't have
a flame saber.
Heavy lance, we don't have...
We don't have scissor fangs. Why are the fangs so expensive?
Dude, so much stuff in here. So much stuff.
Vaccine. Cures virus. Let's just get a bunch of those for starters. Need those. Okay. Not seeing any ether.
So we buy like half of the stuff at this place.
Yeah, we get everything we can afford right now, which includes an item that gets rid of a new status we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Virus.
Yeah, I just dropped like 45 grand here.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for stopping by, man. Oh, it's your first visit?
Oh, like, well, make sure you come back. You hear?
We look at the octagon rod we just picked up, and it has all of the third level elemental spells on it.
Vairaga, Blizzaga, and Thundaga.
Oh, yeah, finally. The gods have arrived! We're in Ga-land.
We're in Ga-land now. Welcome to Ga-land, sir. Only the most refined players make it here.
Mm-hmm. Still learning magic, Alemnol. Almost got body temp for Steiner.
Mm-hmm. What does he have on?
Shield armor.
Yeah, the shield armor seems awesome because it defends against every element.
Hell yeah. I feel a little younger whenever I visit.
There's an old woman here who says she feels a little younger whenever she visits here. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, where are you visiting from? Like,
how
on
did
the,
you
everywhere
get here?
We've been doesn't know this exists.
Yeah, like, is this so person from Condipedia and they take vacations?
There's one
here?
Other town we're going to run into that has this issue where I'm like, where did these people come from and what is their deal? And there's like a secret civilization on this planet that's like not commented on. You know what I mean?
And
like,
they visit
like,
everywhere.
Like none of
they
our people in our
advanced.
Party are like, whoa, there are people here. What is this place?
Where
they
are you
they
from?
They do not care at all.
Okay.
They say this place is holy. Definitely is good. Look at all the candles. I get cold so easily. I wish it was warmer here.
Stand by a candle.
I come from Lindblum. How the fuck did you get here? On the forgotten continent.
How?
Never
seriously,
heard of,
how did you get here?
And everyone was like, there's one more, like, maybe just nobody fucking comes here and it's called Forgotten just because it's like Antarctica. And it's like, yeah, why? I mean, why would you go there?
Uh-huh.
Other than the beautiful temple.
The funny thing is, you're actually misremembering. The Forgotten Continent is something else. This is the Lost Continent.
This continent is not just forgotten. It is fucking lost.
Nobody knows where it is.
It just gives me so many questions because, like, Dr. Tot, who we've been told is, like, the most learned man in the known world, like, doesn't know anything outside of the continent. And yet there's people from Lindblom here?
I feel a little younger when I visit. Sometimes we meet here secretly.
Hi, did you come to see Shimmerling Island too?
What do you want with Lisa?
We walk up to this couple, Gats and Lisa.
We must have been able to meet them
before. We must have met them before.
We're given an option to say, I came here to see you, or I came here by chance.
Yeah. I think this is that couple from Alexandria that weren't meeting up.
On two sides of the statue.
Yeah, they were on two sides of the statue and they weren't meeting. And now they're here saying sometimes they come here secretly.
Is this as though we had figured out what to do with them? And so the game's like assuming that we
didn't see the first part of this? Well, I think we're supposed to assume that they've gotten together since that. They met and now they come here secretly. Some fucking how from Alexandria. We don't know what to tell them.
Like, I came here to see you, or I came here by chance?
It's very unclear why we would say one or the other.
I came here to see you or by chance?
Who the fuck are these people? I feel like we've met them before.
I came here to see you. Hey, beat it.
Oh, you're just saying that. My name's Lisa, and I come here to see Getz sometimes.
Hey, Lisa, we're...
How about you and me go see the Shimmering Island?
I hope you get kicked by a horse.
What the fuck?
We're hitting on his girl.
This guy Gats is very protective of Lisa.
Well, for some reason, I mean, I guess we chose to do this, but we're hitting on Lisa, trying to take her away from him
as we came to see her.
Yeah, we're lying about coming to see her.
Do you think there's any chance this is the voice of the beautiful woman on the other side of that door that Zidane
wants? No, I really don't.
We just get the heck away from us.
Don't let him get to you. I'll see you around.
I'm hitting on that guy's... He's got a crush on that girl.
If the glow of the Shimmering Island stops, it means the Path of Souls is closed.
Good to see the scores just walking around saying that.
Hearing a lot about a Shimmering Island and suddenly learning that people from Alexandria and Lindblom have a religion?
Welcome to Esto Gaza. The stars are the source of all life. We receive life from the stars and live our lives with them.
When we say there's stuff that wasn't mentioned in the beginning that should have been, this is one of those things.
The Path of Souls.
Like, somebody should have mentioned...
Like, why wouldn't somebody back then have been like, oh, Grandpa's gone to the Path of Souls.
Capital P, to capital the S, Island. Path of Souls. Like, this is an... A real proper thing people in this world know about.
Thank God we're back to a Final Fantasy game that's like this.
Yes.
This is the one place holy enough to worship the Path of Souls, the way of the Shimmering Island. Okay. Pilgrims come from far to follow the Path of Souls. Really, never heard of it. But you see, soon after the Black Mages came, terrible monsters appeared here. Mm. Thanks to them, very few people come to visit nowadays.
That happened like a day ago. Like, what the fuck
now
is he talking
bishop
about?
Bishop is like now telling us that like business
very few
is down.
People come to visit nowadays since Kuja came with his team
since last yesterday or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's a little slapdash. I think the way they put this together.
Yeah,
I really think it's weird that we didn't run into a single person who was talking about the Path of Souls or the stars.
It's
whatever, till now. And it's not like this is an isolated civilization. These are people from Lindblom and Alexandria here, somehow.
But we find a guy who's an inn, and we pay $100 to sleep.
Yes. You know, the pitter-patter of the rain in this town is nice.
Where's the local mug?
There you are.
We step outside and find ourselves on a big staircase that leads up to a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's made out of stone and statues.
Yeah, and it's frozen out here.
There's a Moogle, Magrika,
on the first landing.
Mognet. I got a letter this morning, but I don't know who sent it. I'm scared, Koopa. Read it with me. It's from Artemisian to Magrika.
Magrika, I'm in trouble. I used too much. Do you have more? You don't, do you? Oh, what am I gonna do?
What? I told Artemisian not to use it.
What kind of trouble is Artemisian?
Yeah, Artemisian is desperately looking for some more of something that he's used all of that he shouldn't have used.
That's the purple Moogle that we've met.
The guy who's supposed to be in charge of Mognet that everyone is, like, pissed off at.
I have a favor to ask, Kubo. I want you to deliver a letter to Mulan.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now we're full up on letters, dude.
I know. And it's like every time you see a Moogle, it's like, I fucking hope one of these is for you.
Yes. Because I only have room for three.
The idea that you could remember which Moogle was which and go back. And
be you like, know oh, there's I people know, out
like,
there.
I got you a letter know. For the one that I met five Moogles ago.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of skill. Whoa, the Shimmering Island.
We walk up to the top of Estogaza's viewing platform.
Yeah, and this looks out at this island they've all been talking about, or so I assume. It's less impressive than you would think. It just kind of looks like a rock sticking out of the ocean.
Icy rock in the distance.
Is it going to melt because of global warming?
The real tragedy of global warming is that it'll close the path of souls. You know?
Yeah.
The outside of this place looks like it's been frozen for like 2,000 years. Yeah. Like ice has built up over ages.
And we ascend a staircase along the side of the icy mountain that leads to a giant open doorway.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into the mountain.
This is some Dark Souls shit here.
Yeah, this is a very Dark Souls-y ledge. Mount Galoog.
The inside of Mount Galoog is a mess. It looks like someone tried to build, like, a European neighborhood here inside of a cave. It's all stacked on top of each other and
there's
stuff.
There's wooden platforms and ladders leading from house to house.
And the cave is just, like, a big crevasse going straight down into the earth. It's also Dark Souls-y. It's a lot like Blighttown. Like, it's just this kind of mess of, like, wooden homes with shingled roofs. And it's all abandoned now. Like, it's all falling apart.
Okay, pretty into this place.
Blighttown?
Blighttown.
Yeah, Blighttown.
I was like, wow, it looks exactly like I expected it to. Holy shit.
Bulletin board.
Don't forget to pull the lever down when we first use the well.
We see a bulletin board with a note left by someone named Slar the Mole.
Yeah.
So I guess this is where that mole civilization lived. This is like the ruins of the mole people.
And we're going to need to remember to pull the lever down when you first use the well.
Slar the Mole. Oh, yeah. Noble mole.
The noble moles. I just found 10,000 gil.
As we make our way through here, of course, there's a lot of random encounters.
Yeah, high-level ones. I can see why they abandoned it.
Fire Raga! Fire 3! What happened to Zidane?
He's poisoned. Well, maybe sucks. Even envenomed. We might want to put antibody on people if these dudes are working in here.
The Zaga!
Well, I bet each head is like a different...
Yeah, probably.
Well, that one healed. We absorbed that. Why did... What are we...
I don't know.
...wearing with that?
We kicked its ass. This is like almost Kakariko. Not now, but it was.
I mean, this is pretty classic Final Fantasy Mischief music.
It's true.
I wonder if we'll run into Zorn and Thorn in here somewhere.
Those fucking jerks. I'm ready to be done with them.
Yeah, I was really happy to have them just gone for a long time when they popped up again. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. I received the red hat. Dagger can't concentrate. Dagger's running around with us and still hasn't said a word in quite a while.
My voice gets cold.
Cool sword, Steiner. So I think that's, all that was over here was a red hat. Oh no, I'm just hearing an old FF theme, like from the NES era. I haven't heard in quite a while.
So I felt crazy enough about this that I had to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the obviously repeated FF themes that are in every game. Mm-hmm. You know, the graduation song, you know, the other ones that's like start the title sequence or whatever. But this one is one of the actually reused themes that the FF series ever does. This is from Grugu Volcano in Final Fantasy 1. It's the fire volcano from FF1.
Can we hear it?
Yeah. Here, do you want to hear the original?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder why they reused it here. This isn't even a fireplace.
I know. Well, it is Mount Gulug, and this is the Gurgu volcano.
I mean, those are different words. Those are
different,
this is a dead volcano.
Words.
It used to be a volcano. Maybe this is supposed to be the volcano from the
Whoa,
first game, Jeff.
That's crazy.
Whatever that would mean.
Yeah.
Whoa. What was that?
As we enter a dilapidated room, a shadow flies over our heads.
The boss of whatever this place is, probably.
Oh, like just rumbling
running
the floor.
Through, yeah.
It looked like Zidane looked up at
something. There was like a shadow, it ran over you.
Mm. I killed it by stealing.
These are some wild screens. Like, where are you gonna go?
Yeah,
and just
dude,
like,
yeah.
What is happening?
I'm sliding down a rope, falling through multiple floors of wells.
Yeah.
Like I'm going through a well.
Okay.
Wait, what did it say to do with the lever?
To do something.
Yep.
The billboard said to pull the lever down.
We've forgotten that, but there's a lever here at this well.
We knew it said to do something with it. Our options are to pull it up and pull it down.
Oh, there you go.
When you do that, the rope drops down another floor, but we want to run around on this floor first.
Yeah.
Figure out what's here.
It allows you to descend further.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, remember to lower the bucket or something. This place is so weird. Ooh, who's mail? Can we open the demon's mail and read it? I'm being a funny.
Yeah, you're cracking me up.
I'm just killing it with that kind of shit.
What does it do?
It absorbs shadow.
Sweet.
The well didn't work until I pulled the lever three times. Louis the Mole. I mean, I figured that out already, Louis. Way ahead of you, Lou.
Okay. Better not have a letter for us, Moogle,
you better be taking a letter off of my hands.
We find a Moogle in one of these little houses. This is Mogtaka. I'm so sure we've met Mogtaka before. This one doesn't have a letter, thank God.
He's like, got a shop. Trade tent. Jesus.
We walk a little further into the structure and like a big winged monster. It looks like a cat, but its face is really just like a gargoyle and it's got big wings and it's all red and kind of
bursts through the wall like the Kool-Aid
like
man.
Breaks through the wall of this building.
Startling us.
That actually is this got your house? Like,
what? Is this your house?
What's this thing?
Twister.
Well, that'll be fine for me.
Stolen ether. That's nice. God damn it, Dagger. Was this the shadow, do you think?
Is he?
I mean, I'm kicking
probably.
Its ass. Goodbye. Nice. Cool.
That was really neat.
So that's all that's in here. That's great.
Oh.
Red ones. All elementary attacks have no effect against Bobble.
Oh, well.
Ba, 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 mustard ba, bomb. It's a war crack.
Man, it really looks so sweet. Whoa.
Ooh.
You learned it.
We've got Magilem Null.
And now we've found enemies that it's useful against for the first time.
Uh-huh. He's really close to learning auto life.
Mm-hmm. He's almost got high tide. Yeah, I feel like there's something like dwarvish about this music. We better meet the mole people. They better be alive down here, and they better be like, you know, digging tunnels with pickaxes.
Uh-huh. Oh, another
oh
mole.
My god.
This floor of this ruin has two Moogles in it. Like, this place is infested.
This one's named Mulan.
And we actually have a letter for this one. We now are down to two, so it's safe to speak to new Moogles again.
Thank God.
Oh, give thank Mulan God. A letter. Well, when we find Mudun, we have two letters for Mudan.
Oh, yeah, we do.
A letter for Magrika.
Artemisian rubbed it all over him. The machine needs it to function properly, Kupo. I know how he must have felt. I used it on myself once, too. It's a wonderful thing, but...
What did Artemisian get into?
What kind of kinky shit are these Moogles getting up to?
I don't... Dude,
I see. That's why we haven't been receiving mail lately, Cooper.
I think Artemisian got into drugs, man.
That's what it seems
nobody
like.
Nobody knows where he's gone.
I have a favor to ask, Kubo. I want you to deliver a letter to Mog Taka. Do you think this Mog hangs out with that other Mog a lot? The one that's like two screens away?
That's Mog Taka. That's who the letter's for. We can go deliver it right now.
I don't think we're realizing that.
I think we
that.
Fuck it up. I think we're about to fuck it up.
I don't know. It seems like they don't really like to hang out together, you know? They'll like meet up and then they're like, all right, wait, see
I like this dungeon a lot.
This is really cool.
I heard you should pull the lever down a second time.
There's bulletin boards all over this place about how you gotta keep pulling the lever down.
Yeah.
Which lever? The one that we already pulled down?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe we should go back and pull it again? Fighting a couple of grenades over here.
Oh yeah, look at these bombs. They're like armored. Yeah, I like that design. Auto life.
Yeah. It's hard to tell if there's a way down from here. I don't know that there is.
I think you gotta go back to the well now and go down.
Whoa! This guy's back.
We get attacked again by the flying creature.
Yeah, it like knocked some boards down and Zidane steps back and then it attacks.
I think this is a different creature. There's two of them in the fight this time.
Oh, another one of these things?
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
Ah.
Cool. Got two ethers.
While I continue the dungeon, you're making hummus and tomb sandwiches.
I'm currently in the kitchen spreading hummus and tomb onto hot dog buns.
I think you're also...
And I'm going to throw some pickles and...
onions.
Steiner's got a lot of help these days.
He really shaped up to not suck so bad.
Yeah. He's still a fucking idiot.
Well, he's like figured it out. He hasn't been an idiot. He is dumb.
He hasn't been an idiot for like 10 minutes.
I mean, he can't help how dumb he is, but at least he's like not as naive, I guess.
I suppose. Descending the rope. Ooh.
We finally drop down the rope further and yeah. We're assaulted once again by
suddenly,
this flying thing.
This flying thing gets at
us. It bursts through the wall at the bottom of the well.
Wah! Gets me every time.
Haley, get out of here.
I wonder what Ryan's up to. What's he doing over there? In the kitchen where I can't see. I hear chopping. Damn, man. Jesus. Holy fuck. Oh my god. Shit.
These boss monsters are kind of kicking my ass.
I need to heal. Come here. Dagger! Dagger, you fuck. Shit. Dagger, fucking do your shit. Dine. Tonight we dine on Red Dragon. Dagger! Fuck!
Sorry, I'll be right there. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, I'm good. Zidane, do your fucking thing! This guy can twist her whatever the fuck he wants! Jesus! Shit, man! This is very bad. Oh my god.
The thing is casting Twister over and over and over again.
You're down to just Vivi.
Everybody's dead but Vivi, but Vivi is getting healed every time I get Twister.
He absorbs wind.
Vivi? Vivi keeps being healed and everybody else is dead. Do it with the regular. That wasn't enough. I'm being an idiot. Now I have to wait a whole turn. This is gonna... I think I might be okay, actually. So I'm gonna take an ether. And now I'm gonna Blazaga this guy. Thank you. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. Holy shit.
The hummus, tomb, pickle, and onion sandwich is looking very good to me. It also has turkey on it.
It's a crispy, refreshing, mushy snack.
Hang on, I have to focus for a second.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to know what that is. Haley! Haley!
Shit. Down. Down.
Look at what's happening. Thank you, Vivi.
I'm kind of messy.
There's turkey, and tomb, and onion. And pickle. What's the red? Hot sauce from Halal Guys?
Uh-huh. It's basically a hummus sandwich.
Yep. The fact that Dagger will not heal my team is bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Zidane, it's Iko, Kuja, and the Black Mages are there too.
We're looking down from a high walkway, and we can see there's like a triangle formation in the ground that looks just like where they extracted Dagger's Eidolons below Alexandria. Like, way in ancient times, the mole people in Alexandria must have built the same kind of Eidolon place or whatever. He's going to extract Iko's Eidolons.
Iko, that must be the extraction spell.
Yeah, I knew they would be down here.
Zorn and Thorn.
Down below, Zorn and Thorn are dancing around Iko, enchanting the spell.
Doing fucking cartwheels, bouncing around.
Let there be life. Let there be life. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-boo. Ba-ba-ba-booey.
The time's come, the time is now.
Dagger says exclamation point. I'm not in control of the speed of this right now.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's do it.
So we all rush off to go save Iko, and then it cuts down to Zorn and Thorn and Kuja and Iko's body on the ground.
That was
odd.
They're back to this type. We failed again. Again, we failed. Did you make some mistake? Make mistake, I did not. Yours, the mistake must be.
Zorn and Thorn, who were rhyming for a minute, are back to their old repeating each other style of dialogue.
Yeah, and it turns out they didn't have what it takes to extract the juice out of Iko. They didn't have the juice to get the juice.
To loosen the juice, you have to... Never mind.
I made no mistake at all.
My truth do you speak.
Of course. I speak the truth. Will you two just shut up?
It's his fault.
His fault it is.
The one who messed up.
You're the one who messed up. Shut up. I don't want to hear excuses. I sense power coming from within her. Continue the extraction.
Continuing further will endanger the subject's life.
Only at the age of 16 can Eidolons be extracted. You two just don't get it. I need an Eidolon more powerful than Alexander. An Eidolon with the power to bury Garland. His powers are so incredible. I cannot even come close. I must destroy him before Taro's plan is activated, or my soul will no longer be my own. Okay. Who cares if she lives? I want that Eidolon.
What the fuck is Kuja talking about?
He needs an Eidolon, you know? He's on his back feet here. He's running out of options.
And even though Iko's not 16, he needs it.
Yeah, they got to find some other way. I mean, the magic is very clear on this. They have to be 16 years old.
You're like, oh, fuck.
The Mog. Koopa.
Where did that come from?
Zorn and Thorn approach Iko to try the spell again, but Mog jumps out of her and, like, pushes him back.
Yeah. This is her Mog, who hasn't spoken any words.
The Mog named Mog.
The Mog named Mog.
You get out of our way.
Master!
Koopa. Well?
Koopa. Pet Moogle is interfering with the extraction process. Certain are we that it caused the failure.
Kill the runt! We're running out of time!
If you guys kill this Moogle, I'm gonna be so mad at you.
Koopa.
Mog.
Iko wakes up and looks to Mog to say, don't do this. Don't hide behind me.
Mog, puts his arms out in like a cross formation and begins floating up into the air.
No, Mog, hide behind me.
Oh no, it's gonna sacrifice itself. It's like levitating.
No.
This is gonna be the Aerith of this.
This is like worse than Aerith, this poor Moogle.
Mog, what is it?
Then Mog's words like appear on the screen like he's mind speaking or speaking through the air or something.
Oh my god.
Iko, thank you for everything.
Mog, what are you saying?
Don't worry, Koopa. I will always be with you, Koopa. Oh god.
Jesus Christ.
Mog! This way. No!
We see Zidane running to them.
He runs around the corner and is blinded by a flash of light. And then we cut back and Mog is like transforming. He's like all white. You can't see him. He's just like in a white light.
Mog!
Wait, what is Mog doing?
Mog is turning
in. We'll put you to death.
Put you to death, we will.
Mog was her Eidolon, I bet, or something.
We enter combat and Iko is like alone facing Zorn and Thorn. And there's some text on the top of the screen.
Yeah, it's Mog coaching Iko.
Iko, use Terra Homing, Koopa.
Okay. Terra Homing? She's just gonna do it. Terra Homing.
Iko begins a big summon.
Yeah, the ground becomes like this iridescent, just like wave of color, and like reality disappears, and Zorn and Thorn get sucked into a black hole.
Yeah,
to this like other realm.
Auroras that they get sucked through.
And there's like this giant lion with wings standing there that somehow recognizably Mog. Like the color scheme is like this big lion with wings was a Moogle a second ago.
God, I don't want to even... How do you even describe this? How are we going to try to describe this?
It won't be that hard.
And the lion summons this grid of energy that he, like, shoots out.
And it collides with both Zorn and Thorn and the rubble that they were standing on.
Yeah, it's like this eviscerating, like, grid that just, like, destroys all the stuff that's incoming.
And it, like, captures it all into, like, a circle of light, which
comes down to, like, a point of singularity. Like, he's crapped them all in a net and he just, like, pulls it all together and blows it up.
And there's just an absurd explosion of sparkles and light and colors and swirls.
We were complaining about the summons in this game. This one is like up to snuff. This is like finally we're at a stage where the summon like destroys the universe.
Wow. That was sweet.
And Zorn and Thorn are dead.
I don't think so, but they go down. The fight's over.
They disappear.
Good. Fuck those guys.
Fucked them up.
They don't deserve a whole fight. I wanted to be your side, Ico. So I became Mog.
Yeah, it's okay. That's acceptable. I was like, if you guys kill a fucking moon...
Don't worry, I'll watch over you always, Koopo.
So, I don't think we understand this in full in the past, but what was just revealed is that Mog was actually the summon Madine in disguise. And there was actually writing on the Eidolon wall back in Iko's hometown that suggests that Mog was born out of the dying summoners and her parents' wish for her to continue. So it's almost like Mog is like a Harry Potter's lightning scar. I want to read out the message that's on the Madain Suri Eidolon wall, because it says, "Iko, you are a treasure born to a dying village. We are dying, and there is little we can do for you." I think we missed this when we were in the village.
We must have. I didn't see this.
"We shall return to the stars with one wish in mind. If legends are not born of Eidolons, and Eidolons but born out of legends, let us leave this piece with one wish. If we can give birth to a legend, it shall create an Eidolon that is friend and protector of humans."
Yeah, we definitely missed that.
So that's what's going on with Mog.
That's why his pom-pom is yellow.
He didn't speak any English.
"Iko, are you okay?" "I'm all right, you see. Mog saved me. I never knew that Mog was an Eidolon."
Okay.
"She always looked after me, disguised as a Moogle. Even though she was weak, she fought her best to protect me."
But she wasn't weak. She was like a lion bat demon from the between worlds.
"And now ribbon. I'm a ribbon.
Ribbon.
Now I'm a ribbon.
Mog's ribbon."
A ribbon materializes in the air and floats down to Iko.
"Mog. Ribbon.
It's all right, Iko. Mog will always watch over you."
"You're right. How can that? That Moogle went into a trance?"
"Kuja. I thought it was an Eidolon. What are we talking about now?"
"So, an eruption of anger against one's surroundings induces a complete trance?"
"Dude, every Moogle can tell you this.
It's not the will to live, nor is it the desire to protect another."
Kuja's monologuing to himself.
He's discovered some breakthrough about trance, I guess. He's going to change the world with this. He's going to win a Nobel Prize.
"Man, you're really going off. Hello?"
"That mean. I simply need a powerful soul, even if that soul is not my own, and it can be found here. Ha ha ha!"
Or he said there.
"There.
Kuja, what are you plotting?"
"I'm done with you."
"Kuja, what is even going on? Does this involve us anymore?
Wait a minute. Look out. Don't worry, I hear those twins put on quite a show. Of course, they're really not twins at all."
"Oh, are they gonna merge into one big thing and fight
us?" "Yeah,
yeah." "Wait, what about the black mages?"
Kuja runs off now that he's got this idea.
And Vivi chases him, leaving Zidane and Iko and Zorn and Thorn on the ground.
"No, Vivi, it's too dangerous."
"Whoa. Zorn and Thorn are thumping."
"Zidane, something's wrong."
"They are.
I thought we defeated them."
"Jorn. Together they will Jorn."
Version.
Zorn and Thorn's dead bodies start to rise up and merge.
And they're all like, they got tracers of themselves all around them, you know? Like they're sort of discombobulating from reality and forming into one.
Dilidi.
Ooh. Jehovah.
Jehovah. Jehovah.
In the fight, they look like a big Genova monster, like a big mass of sort of meat and just different guts and stuff all leading up to two, like, jester heads on top.
But the meat looks like it's like a robe.
Yeah, it's all kind of formed into, like, you know, a body formation that looks like clothes and stuff.
Dude, Double Ray is sweet. Not a good fight. Her trance is double white magic, so I just, like, hasting everybody.
We defeat them easily. They're nothing. And now they are dead. They're finally fucking dead.
That was too many times.
That was too many.
Like, by, like, three.
I think that the whole, like, rule of threes and all these writing things are total bullshit. But this was, like, seven.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know? Like, you could do a number different than three, but this...
Not this many.
Or you gotta change it up at least.
Yeah.
I guess they tried with the rhyming. That was a little different. They're just so tiresome.
But that was
They're
one
so
scene.
Tiresome. You know what? It's not about numbers. They were just grating. Because he's run into the Turks a billion times.
You're right.
And it's great every time.
Yeah.
And this is like,
we
stop.
Never run into
stop
Zorn
it,
and Thorn drinking in a bar.
No,
going, I'm on vacation. Leave
endearing.
Me alone.
Yeah, you never want more. But
the best they
now.
Got was like, what the fuck are we gonna do now that Bronny's dead?
Yeah,
we're
that,
totally
that
fucked.
Was
I don't know what to do. We're
that
totally
was
fucked.
Actually great. Yeah, that was really good. But now they're done forever.
After the fight, Vivi walks in with two black mages.
Vivi, where's Kuja? Did he get away? Vivi? Everyone knew he was lying, but they still followed him. He said that our lifespans can't be extended and that we were fools for believing him. What? Kuja said that?
I believe it.
I'm so sorry for all I've done. You guys don't have to apologize. Where are the others? They were so shocked to hear it. They're all sitting over there. Zane, what am I supposed to tell them? Vivi
turns to leave Zidane.
Hey, Vivi, where are you going? All I can do is just sit with them. Jeez. That bastard, when I get my hands on him.
Pardon me, but is someone there?
Then from a side room, we hear someone call out that they're just labeled woman.
A voice.
Yeah.
There's a fucking princess or queen or something in here.
We walk into an ornate bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Sleeping Beauty's room. There's like a clamshell bed that has like a giant drape coming
down all
around it.
Like all these sheer
around
drapes around.
Yeah, and the woman living in here, I mean, she looks like she's from a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like a queen or princess. She's got a big headdress with
she's
like a flowing
like
gown.
The Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz.
She's very elegant.
Who might you be?
Oh,
were you just sleeping in here?
Who the fuck is this
were
person?
Were you just sleeping eternally? Turtley or something? What is look at this? Who might you be? Where has that Kuja gone?
Oh, him? He's split, lady.
What? You chased him away. I do not know who you are, but you have my sincere gratitude.
Dot.
Could this be Princess Garnet? Why it is, it's you. Oh, how long it has been. I haven't seen your highness for ages. Why? Look how you've grown.
So that's where we've chosen to end episode 38.
Yep, it is 38. That's what you said at the start.
Yeah.
So you better be right.
I am right.
We'll learn more about this mysterious woman next week.
Yes,
I'm
who
sure
is
if
this
you
woman?
Think just a little bit won't become so mysterious after all.
Who could she be?
You have all the clues at home. So write in with your answers about who this could be.
Yeah.
I won't look at them.
Not,
but you'll
well,
know
gonna...
you're a winner. You'll know you're a winner when you hear next week. And then you can just tell all your friends at work that you're a winner. You won this sweepstakes or whatever.
That's the most important part, is that you tell everybody at work that you won this.
Because you are.
You won. You figured out who it was.
Just, yep, be sure.
Those of you who haven't figured it out, you gotta wait till next week.
And don't guess the wrong person, because then you're gonna have to tell everyone that you lost.
That you lost.
Yeah, and that'll suck.
Haley, come here.
But next week we'll reveal the answer. Yeah, Haley, get in here for this.
She's just barking at somebody who's going by.
Yeah. Great episode. That
yeah.
turn with Mog is incredible.
This part is a little messy, though.
It's messy as fuck, because this is all the stuff they didn't set up
I know.
At all.
Like, which, they did set up the Mog stuff.
The Mog stuff
like,
is all set up
they could have done it
fine.
A little bit better,
yeah.
And I do think that moment, I was, like, really worried.
I think
Mog
the Mog stuff
die.
Is set up great.
Yeah.
Because you know enough, and then when it happens, it works.
And then you're like, well, even
this,
if you don't know all the details.
This religion
of
where our souls
Dude,
come from the stars and go back to the stars seems like it would have been real important information.
And this location where it's like a mecca for people
yeah,
to come.
Yeah, people are coming from all over the world.
And like nearby there was like a mole people
An ancient
place
civilization, yeah.
That is like still has the billboards up and telling you how to pull the levers.
This is the classic.
Nobody sealed that off.
End of Final Fantasy. We are running out of time to finish this game. Yeah. Syndrome. Because it doesn't.
It's called
like,
the Lost Continent that nobody really.
Well, and you get to Esto Gaza, and I was shocked to find people in there,
right.
And then even more shocked to find we weren't curious about who they were. Like our characters seemed to know what the place was like,
and it just like is the entrance to Mount Gulu.
We ran into people we've met before in there. You know, it's bizarre because you get to this continent, it's like the Lost Continent, and then people are like, I come here every spring.
Yeah, well, what's gonna happen next week is we're gonna get our drone.
Yeah, we're gonna do more droning.
By that I mean the airship.
But we're gonna do more droning.
We're gonna do both. We're getting two airships.
We're getting the drone in the game, and we have the drone out of the game. It's funny how things just line up like that cosmically.
We didn't even mean to. But yeah, there's still a bunch of story stuff before they actually kick us loose. This is the big
thing. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of awesome stuff next week. And then I think they're going to kick
us
loose.
And then I think they kick us loose.
I think we get kicked loose next week,
and then
I think we're going to be kicking loose.
We're going to be hot and colding.
Frogging.
Finding Degueros.
Yep.
Things like that. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be a great change of pace.
Oh, but before we go, let's check in with the Moogle and see if there's any mail.
Oh, yeah. It's that time.
Hit the flute. Haley.
Where you at? Oh, you're right here. Hello.
Hello.
Would you like another treat?
Here. You can have another gobble. Oh, you're such a good girl. Here you go. She loves it. She wants another one. This message comes to us from Asherah, longtime Discord presence in the NoCat Discord. And the message reads, When They Cry is an excellent horror mystery visual novel meta series that balances tense scenes of horror, fun scenes of farcical slice of life, and dramatic tearjerker character moments, all held together by its great music. However, adding this series to your backlog can be dangerous. Each of its two complete sub-series has over 1 million words, more than War and Peace and the entirety of Lord of the Rings combined. This is not to say you should not read When They Cry, but if that word count sounds intimidating to you, you should also listen to Backlog Dialogues, the narrative discussion podcast that digs you out of your backlog before it buries you. Fresh off their completion of discussing Kingdom Hearts, Backlog Dialogues is digging into something longer and more complex, starting with the first subseries, Higurashi When They Cry. Each week, John, Jared, and Matt dive into a new batch of chapters from Higurashi, breaking down scenes and discussing characters, music, and narrative themes present. They also have fun segments, including Reina's Kyute Corner, where they talk about the eccentric tastes of lover of all things cute, Reina Ryugu, and examine why you don't want to get her mad or worse, enter her dreaded superpower Kyute mode. When They Cry isn't the only work on the agenda for Backlog Dialogues. After each arc, the team picks a new work that has thematic resonance with the story and discusses them in one-off episodes called mini-logs. From the seminal anime sensation Neon Genesis Evangelion to the modern indie classic Western graphic novel series Scott Pilgrim, from the unsettling horror vibes of the PS2 classic Silent Hill 2 to the modern grindhouse vibes of the manga Chainsaw Man, these mini-log discussions weave in and out of the discussion, drawing connections and also just letting John, Jared, and Matt talk about something else they like for a bit. So don't be intimidated by When They Cry. Embrace the length, get your friends to read it with you, and listen to Backlog Dialogues as you do, because as always, a good story is best enjoyed with friends.
That sounds fucking amazing. Wow. I don't understand what a lot of that is, because I'm not aware of a lot of these properties,
yeah.
But I love extremely long, dense narratives and things that take a lot of time and consideration to get into.
And then listening to podcasts that
discuss
those.
Well, one of
the
crimes about the modern age is discussion has just like fallen into this pit of simplicity,
yeah.
And no one would even look at something this long anymore.
Yeah.
So
whatever
I'm all
happened
for
to the
it.
Book club? You know?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds awesome. That
yes.
sounds well considered. I'm all for it. Go out there and listen to this podcast.
More words than War and Peace and Lord of the Rings combined.
That's a big book.
That's a big book. And it sounds like it's amazing. Thank you so much, Asherah. That's When They Cry.
That sounds like quite a project.
Thanks for the message.
Thank you.
Bye. If you're interested in the Mugnet message, they are $25 each. Just email nocatpodcast@gmail.com. We do payments through PayPal, so just email me. and we'll say the message. There still are open messages this season. I know we're far in, but, like, you know, just email me. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. Your support has made the show possible, kept it going. And if you would like to join the ranks of the supporters, head on over to patreon.com/nocat. And for $5 a month, you unlock all of the bonus content that includes our playthrough of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and many others.
Many others.
Many other bonuses for you to go dig through, like a big treasure chest of bonus. For $10 a month, we'll send you a t-shirt or a mug on top of that. And yeah, just thank you again for supporting the show.
Go to the Etsy shop to get those shirts and mugs if you want to.
Yeah, if you just want to buy,
just buy a buy shirt or a mug.
Piecemeal.
It's a great way to support the show.
And also, you know, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. You for tell your friends.
Thank you. Thank you for fistening.
Thank you for fistening. I think it's dessert time.
You know what I've been thinking lately is I really want to try to make, like, a Snickers bar, but, like, a whole sheet of it. Yeah. So that I could cut, like, you know, a 3-inch wide Snickers bar.
Like a party
bar.
Sub of Snickers bar, but then you, like, cut yourself.
Well, yeah, it'd
a
be
piece.
Like a brownie sheet, right? Uh-huh. And it would just be all bar. And then you can have one.
Squares?
Whatever. Yeah, you could have squares. You could make octagons. You know, you could stack them. You could make sandwiches out of the pieces. It was like modular Snickers here we're talking about. You could do it with other types of candy bars, too.
I'm not sure, but I feel like we've done giant candy bar at some point in our distant past. And I
eat desserts more than one time.
Well, that brings up... Okay, all right. So we can start repeating desserts then, because I'm okay
this
with that.
This isn't a giant candy bar. This is a sheet of candy bar.
A sheet of Snickers. Yeah. I'm just, like... It just rang a bell on some level.
Okay.
And I was like, at some point, we aren't going to be able to remember all these. We are going to have the same idea. And this might be it, but I'm not saying it is.
This week, we're cutting your desk up into little pieces, and we're eating that, because that's one we haven't done before.
Definitely have not done that one.
There we go.
Enjoy.
We got to get the glory shot of...
Oh... The house.
That is so awesome. Well, I can hover it right over our heads. Not inside.
Yes, inside.
I don't think how... Oh, my God. That's terrible.